order. Who do we have on the phone? Ending 3861. Who's that?
That may be Tom Gaffey. And
no, I'm on the other
one. I'm sorry, John Pizzamenti. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had my mute button on.
And who's 7721?
That's Dave Bodendorf, isn't it?
Yes.
That's an office number, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, that's me. That's me.
Thanks, Dave. All right, well, we'll call this to order. We'll dispense with the reading of the pledge. Everybody says it at different times. And we'll move to public comment. John, do you have anything to comment on?
No, thank you, Jim. I hope everybody's safe and well.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we'll move to the approval of the minutes from February 5th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions or no? Okay, minutes pass. Item number four, review and recommend resolution regarding cooperative service agreement between MIRA and USDA. Always my favorite topic.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I always love reading the annual report. any discussion on this, as this is our annual renew their contract resolution?
I found it interesting that with respect to animals that they classify raccoons as urban animals now, and it looked like they didn't want to take care of them.
Yeah,
Main Street of Hartford the other day. So I guess everything's an urban animal now.
I believe they will take care of raccoons, and they have done that. What they cannot take care of are woodchucks. There's some odd federal law that categorizes woodchucks in such a manner that a different agency has to take care of them. So, and they're really not a problem for us. But, yeah.
Okay. Can I ask who just joined?
Roger Gazzazzi.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Okay, so any further discussion on this? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. I think you might be muted, Ed, but that's, or no, you're not. You're there.
Siren go off, so I was muted for a while.
Okay. Item number five, review and recommend resolution authorizing the president to enter into 1-year solid waste and recyclables delivery agreement with Waste Haulers.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Wanna...
This is just our annual commercial hauler agreement. Provided to the committee for its approval. We did make a couple of modifications to last year's version to reflect primarily our change in risk atmosphere due to the property insurance issues and the capacity capabilities of the facility. Being a little bit more protective of the risk to MIRA and pushing a little more of that risk onto the haulers, sharing more information, ensuring that they've that we're not biting off more than we can chew. Those sorts of changes, we'll get comments back from our folks, but we don't anticipate any changes. This will be the contract we're signing with our haulers.
Anyone else have anything to add?
One question I have, and it's an ongoing one, and it's continued in this latest resolution. Have we ever taken action against a hauler for failure to make their put or pay?
Go ahead. I'm very interested.
Yes, but it was many, many years ago, more than a decade ago, our largest hauler, and there was a seven-figure settlement involved. It may have even been previous to most of these, all the board members present today, but in the recent past, no. We've had issues about haulers not meeting their delivery obligations, and we've always been able to accommodate some sort of a settlement, typically allowing them to deliver them later dismissing the insignificant amount of the miss. So I think that answers your question. Yes, we have, but it was many, many years ago. It was very significant, involved a lot of litigation, and ultimately was settled.
Thank you.
Anything else? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, passes unanimously. Let's see, item number 6, review and recommend resolution regarding repairs of damage to Mira's solar electric generating facility.
So moved.
This is pretty straightforward and described in the executive summary. There was some damage done to our solar facility cable trays by DEEP's mowing contractor. They've acknowledged the damage and the culpability, and this allows us to contract to get the repair done, after which we will be reimbursed by DEEP.
Great. Any questions? Comments?
How did this come to our attention?
Good question. Pete, do you?
I'll let David respond to that. Dave?
Hi. I don't know if it was a day that I was out there or our solar I&M inspection and maintenance contractor, but we did notice that the cable tray that sits on the portion of the landfill that is vegetated received a substantial amount of damage, apparently from a mower, and there was another section too that had been run into where the medium voltage cable was also damaged, not to the point that it shut the system down, but the mowing contractor's lucky that nobody was hurt. We're fortunate that the system didn't sustain more damage than it did.
What was the area in question sufficiently marked for safety purposes that they could have avoided it?
Well, they should have avoided it. Deep personnel are well aware of the locations of these cable trays. We are going to be marking it more so. It's a section that runs from the synthetic turf area to the first utility pole on the top of the site. And I think that at least a few of you have been out there. So you may recall that it's an area maybe 40 feet long. It's at the top of a fairly steep berm, so I'm a little surprised the mower even tried to go over it, but they did, and we're going to mark it better next time to hopefully prevent this from ever happening again.
Is it a liability issue that we need to address other than marking it?
Well, DEEP is going out to bid right now for mowing services. They've suspended their site visits, but I have been invited by DEEP to inform their contractors of these areas. This is something that we're going to be incorporating into our maintenance program with our solar maintenance provider. Probably about a 30-foot buffer out from these areas, so that even if markings were to disappear or blow away in a windstorm, they'll be 30 feet before a mower would actually get to one of these cable trays. And when the vegetation is cut low enough, like it will be, they're pretty obvious to the eye. I think this was a situation where Deep hadn't mowed in a long time, and the vegetation was probably 2 or 3 feet tall, and these cable trays sit about 8 to 10 inches off the ground.
If I can just add to what Dave said, Dick, the memorandum of understanding that we have with Deep requires that every contract they put in place, and with any contractor that works in our landfills, has specific language indent requires that the third party contractor add MIRA as an additional insurer to their certificate of insurance, their liability insurance. We've asked Deep just last week to provide proof that this language and is in the contracts and the language is on the certs of insurance. I'm worried that it's not, in which case they will have to correct it immediately. But maybe it is. All of their contracts have been let through DAS, and I expect there might have been a failure to communicate this requirement to DAS, but we'll see. But anyway, moving ahead, we will ensure that this language is in the contracts that DAS lets.
Further to that, Dick, on a side note, we are in the midst of a bit of a disagreement with DEP over access to the site. The attorney, Dean Applefield, is insisting that we generate and that we create and agree to a new document regarding access to the facility. We don't believe that's necessary. They wanted us to postpone repairs to the grounding system for the solar facility until we were able to reach some accommodation on this access agreement. We declined to do that, citing the importance of getting that grounding system back up and operating before the spring storm season. And that's raised some hackles over at DEEP that we're dealing with right now. So there's opportunity, I think, to address these issues, in particular the liability issue. I will follow up, Lori, Pete, and I will follow up with insurance and double check that both, as Pete mentioned, the third party agreements with their contractors reflect the liability issue, and our insurance policy, our property insurance policy, protects MIRA.
Thanks.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, moves on to the full board unanimously. Item number 7, review and recommend resolution regarding repairs to Watertown Transfer Station tip floor.
Mr. Chairman, apologize. We don't have the information necessary to address this at this time. There have been some later developments since the package was put together. We anticipate bringing this to the board in the near future, certainly before the next June general board meeting.
Okay. All right, and I take it we want to have an executive session before we address the final item.
Yes, please. And a note to the directors, we do anticipate a vote on the items we'll discuss in executive session immediately following the executive session. The executive session will be via audio conference call, and please use the most recent number on your card, the AT&T number. It's a call-in number that begins with 877, and the code number begins with 693. I hope everybody has that. We'll be doing our executive session by audio, and immediately following the executive session, we'll rejoin the Zoom meeting, which will essentially stay in place, perform our votes, and then hopefully adjourn.
So, Tom, on the Zoom, we will both mute and stop video.
Yes, Chris is with us here to ensure that we don't screw that up. But the important thing being that we not record the executive session. So we are taking in abundance of caution. We are asking the board members to leave the Zoom meeting and rejoin it after the executive session.
Okay. Tom, could you repeat part of that call-in number again? Or
yes, I don't want to give the call-in number over the phone in total, but the conference call number is 877-873-8018, and the access code begins with 693.
I got that. Thanks. I'm good.
Okay. Everybody set? Pat and Ed?
Yes.
Okay. Great. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, we're good.
Looks like we've got Pat, Dick, John, and Ed. So we're back in the meeting.
Back in the meeting. Okay, so at this point, can I have an motion to address item number nine, resolution regarding 3-year legal services agreements.
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion on that resolution.
Okay, can you hear me? Am I on? I can see all of you on the video, but I don't think I'm coming through.
In the lower left-hand corner, can you turn your video on, maybe?
I'm on an iPad. It's configured a little differently.
Now, there should be something that looks like a video camera, says stop video or...
Okay, start video.
There you
go. Okay.
There you go.
I'll get into this eventually.
We'll all be pros sooner or later, huh?
I'll be Zoom pros.
Yeah. All right. Is there a discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all in favor of the resolution, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed to the resolution, signify by saying nay.
Nay.
Okay. Do you want to add any commentary there, Dick?
Actually, if I could change that, because I have a particular concern about one of the proposals, but in general, I support the entire package. So let me change that to a positive, and I will vote yes.
Okay, so it is unanimous. Any other items to come before the board or before the committee? Going once, going twice. On. All right. With that, I'll declare the meeting adjourned.
Well, thanks, everybody. Appreciate your patience with this, and everyone stay safe and well.
Sounds good.
Take care, everybody.
Okay. Have a good afternoon. Take care, everyone.
Yep.
Sure. Bye-bye. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Stay healthy.
Okay, I'm going to... Do you want me to stop the meeting completely then?
Yep, we're all set. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Thanks.
Without a flaw. Thanks.
Great.